We are live once again for the WTF Racing Truck Series. Race number 10 here at Chicagoland. You see, everybody's already qualifying, getting ready to roll off the grid. But Josh Hutchinson, he's top of the board right now with a 0-3-3. We'll see where everybody qualifies at the end of it, but we're ready for race 10. Race 10, into the double digits for the season, and a few new guys. We'll try to talk about them a little bit during the race, but excited for this one. It's going to be fast. Chicagoland, one of the best tracks in iRacing, at least in the trucks, I'd say. It is a blast to see how the track works and different lines and different deals like that. Is Adam Newton with an 8.98. He goes top of the board, first eight of the qualifying. See if anybody's able to match it. Matt Frady, one of the best drivers this season, he's going to be fifth, so not the best qualifying lap for him. He is done with his second lap, I believe he is, so he's a little bit further down the order than what you'd think normally. As few guys are still joining, Richard ended up getting in, so that's good. But man, Chicagoland, a very fast track. Let's go ahead. Let's ride on board with me as I ran a lap here for practice. Let's go ahead and ride on board with me. Let's go to the cockpit cam right behind Matt here. So you'll go ahead and see how this thing rolls. See, we were running the top line here at the moment. Then we started getting into the speed part. I'll leave this open so you can see the pedals in the bottom left. You can see the pedals. Actually, no, you cannot because of the map, so my apologies. But just a very, very light lift just at the center of the corner. Then going down the back straightaway, I tried to line up a bump with them at the moment. And then getting into corner, another light lift tucked up underneath them. So air is going to be a pretty big factor. I'll talk about that when we start rolling off. But that's going to be a lap here at Chicagoland. So this race is going to be a fun one to watch. As Matt is actually calling me. Hold on. So that was that right there. We're going to go live and see the leaderboard. So 13 seconds left. Adam Newton, he's going to go top of the board with an 8.98 here. So a blistering lap for him. Good job to him on that one. Setting up all the cameras, last deal. And that's going to end it for qualifying. So Adam Newton gets the pole. He gets that extra bonus point. Good job from him on getting that, getting the pole with only eight of the session. So that was a blistering lap by him, as well as his first race with us, Dean Duche. I think that's how you say it. In the 39, he qualified second. Just behind them, the 51, Chad Adams. Looking to get his first win of the season. Been so close quite a few times. He's going to be starting third. Brian Helm, his second race with us, had a good showing at the start of the last race. Just wasn't able to do anything after some bad luck. And then Matt Frady, fifth. Jason Spear, sixth. Brandon Brass, seventh. Bernard Person, he's eighth. Clay Sarin, ninth. Adam Capps, tenth. Josh Hutchinson, 11th. Matthew Meacham, he's 12th. Steven Evers, 13th, who actually is going to do well because I will have to try to do as many things as I can there with that. Josh Witt, Christopher Pilo, David Livingston, Jamie Beasley, Mike Presley, and Jay Monin going to be the last few that qualified. So we're getting ready to roll here from Chicagoland. I'm excited for this one, to say the least. This is going to be a fun and fast race. In the daytime, it's going to be slick and slidey. One guy to mention who is not here is the 55. Zach Zoutiver was able to run the practice race last night. Just wasn't able to make it tonight. He has a big enough gap in the points where he will still be the lead of the points. So that is good with for him at least. So after this race, he's above 46 points, I think, is the maximum amount of points that you can gain from a truck race. So he's above that cut line. So when he comes back next week, he will at least have the points lead there. So pace truck's going to roll off here for race number 10 at Chicagoland. Field's rolling. Chicagoland, 125 laps tonight, stage at 30, second stage at 60, and then we run it to the end. So tonight's race, it's going to be fun, it's going to be fast, and it's going to be entertaining to say the least. So Adam Newton, his first pole, second race with us, see if he can get his first win of the season. Top four all looking for their first win. Matt Frady looking for his fifth win of the season. Won last week at Kansas off of fuel mileage. So he had a very good, not say lucky, but he was able to save the most amount of fuel, best on that front. But we're getting ready to go back green here. So pace car pulls off. Race number 10 from Chicagoland is green. Chad Adams making a lap one charge to the front. He's going to lead lap number one in that white and purple 51 truck. New scheme for him this week. Matt Frady in second on the bottom. Brandon Bass third with Adam Newton trying to fight it around the outside. Then there's a big gaggle of cars. Three wide, almost four some points in these first laps. They're going to get single file out now, but this is the battle we're going to kind of focus on for the second. Very bumpy racetrack here at Chicagoland. Let's go ahead right on board with Matthew as he's running that bottom lane. Right behind Christopher Pilo. Very abrasive racetrack as you see they're battling for the lead. Right on board with Matthew here though for a lap. See all the tracks slipping and sliding in the day. It's going to make it even harder. We go down the back stretch a little bumpy. Then we get down into 3 and 4. A very bumpy racetrack to compared to all the others, a very, very bumpy racetrack. So front of the field, though, they're almost three wide for the lead up here. As they're getting down into one or two, Matt Frady, he's going to go underneath the 51. Try to take over that top spot down the back stretch. He's going to have a nose on him. Top six have kind of pulled the gap on the rest of the field as there's only two KFM trucks in this race. Normally the third would be Zach Zoutiver, like I said, not able to make it. So they're still trying to go three wide. See Matt all the way on the bottom. Chad running the very high line and Brandon Bass in the middle. At least when they go down the front straightaway. Now this pack has kind of been a five-car pack. You saw the eight get in the wall there. So the eight get in the wall. Lost a lot of momentum, and that's a big deal here in the super, or a big deal in the trucks, in a super speedway ish tracks and mile and a half, because momentum in trucks hard to gain back. Once you lose it, you drop a lot of spots. See the right side damage, so not what he wanted to have happen to him early. We go back up to the front of the field. Single filed out so far. Chad back to third. Adam to fourth. Clay Sarton in the top five. Solid run for him so far as this big group of cars all going down the back straightaway. So Clay Sarton, he's looking for a good run here. His second top five of the season. He's fifth, so looking for his second this season. He's having a good run, and he's eighth in the points. Adam Capps in the eight, he's ninth. So those two still in it. Mike Presley, 10th, and a few cars looking in on the outside who aren't here, unfortunately. So top 10, except for Zach, all in this race. But this pack battle's kind of situated out. Josh Hutchinson in sixth. Glad to have him back. Ran last week. He had a solid run last week. See if he's able to make it into the playoffs by the end of the regular season. As this front pack is kind of single filed out, not much going on with them yet. We'll ride on board with Matt, see what he's seeing. See what he can see throughout the back of the mirror. May have been contact in the back. I think saw one roll down pit road possibly. Or spin. I don't know if that was the pace car sitting there. And these front five have definitely pulled the gap on Josh Hutchinson. He's trying to work his way back up here. Christopher Pilo just behind him. And deeper we get in the field, the more racy it's getting, the evener it is with air. With this top five in a single file line so far, as I say that, Chad Adams going to try to take over the second spot from Brandon Bass. Man, Matt's been strong all season. Every time we go to a mile and a half, it could be tire wear, it could be whatever. But he's got four wins this season in eight races. He's got a 50% win percentage so far. See if he's able to make it five. At the end of it, but every time we come to a mile and a half, he's always up front, able to stay up there, and then even when it comes down to a late race restart, he's able to stay up there, able to manage the air, pull away from drivers, and that's what you're seeing now, as once he gets out front, leaders pretty much got an advantage after a few laps once tires start to wear, as everybody's on the equal air. Now you see Chad Adams going to go to the inside of Brandon Bass. Brandon in the wall a little bit off of turn four. That's going to let Chad have a little bit of momentum as well as Adam. They're both going to go around him. Adam Newton in the black, two on the inside. Brandon Bass in the white and black, three on the outside. And Clay Sarton lurking just behind them. Right on board with Clay. See what he's seeing. See, he's looking for a lane. Whatever lane he can go in, he's trying to go in that one. But not able to go to the top line yet. We'll see if that line evolves later in the race. But just not willing to take it three wide yet. As Adam's still working to get around Brandon. And Josh, Christopher Pilo, Dean Duche, his first race with us. Dropped a few spots from the start. But planted himself solidly in eighth. Matthew Meacham back into the top 10, or worked his way into the top 10. He started 12th, so he's made up a few spots a little bit further back of this. A good six-car battle. This is just inside of as Blinken is happening. This is happening. Or a battle for, believe this is for the 10th spot. So this is a battle for the top 10. These six cars, which is Bernard, Brian, David, Jason, Jamie, and Richard, all about them for the top tide, or the top 10, and just behind them. A few of the guys battling for the top 15 spot. Adam Capps, as you see, got the right side damage, so that's not helping him any. Jay Monin, Josh Maloney, Josh Witt, David Hurt, Mike Presley. All these drivers working to get their way back up to the front of the field, like where Matt is. But Matt been so good so often, I don't see how anybody's going to be able to stay with him when we get to the playoffs. We'll see if anybody's going to bring a challenge for him. Let's hope so, for entertainment's sake. Or Matt's got this deal on lock. See the battle for the third spot. Adam working the inside of the three. The 19, Clay Sarton, looking right in the middle of it. Trying to help whoever has got the momentum to try to clear the other one. He's going to help Brandon clear the two now. They're going to roll around the outside of it. That means Brandon's going to take over the third spot. Clay trying to take over the fourth from Adam. Just behind him, here come some of the fast guys. Been working their way through the field. Slowly but surely. There's Matthew in the four, just behind Josh Maloney, the 15, these three. A little bit of contact for the 4 and 15. 15 thought the 4 was going to go to the inside a little bit earlier than he did. But these few cars up in front of the Josh in the 4, Matthew and Chris, they're catching. As we see what Dean's been able to do in the 39. He's caught these cars. Let's ride on board with him and see what he's going to see and how he's going to try to get around these three cars. Definitely look to be fast, or at least a lot faster than the guys in front of him, or these three. Clay's going to be able to keep down. He does. That's going to make him lose a lot of momentum. Where does Dean go? Down the back straightaway. He's going to go to the inside of him. So Dean to the inside, going to clear Clay getting into turn three. Big sneeze there. Ooh, would have been loud in the mic. Thankfully I muted, but we're back. And Dean trying to work that inside line. He's doing a good job of it. Able to clear Clay that time. We'll see if he's able to build up a run. Get by the two. The two and the three in front of him. Good little four-car battle here. For the third spot. This is a heck of a battle going on. Is Chad Adams just right up in front of him? He's starting to pull away from it. Just been kind of painting that white line the last few laps. Keeping her pin on that bottom lane. Hasn't moved from it. But he's doing a solid job. P2. Still got a long ways to catch Matt. But the stage is coming up in a few laps. So that we are looking forward to. Bunch all these cars back up and send them off again. If it finishes right now, Matt will, or finishes how it is right now, Matt will get that extra point for the stage win. A little bit further back now. The field's starting to bunch up even more as tires start to wear. Cars are starting to get in different lanes and go different places. See the 82 Bernard working his way through the field. Maneuvering, putting his car, putting his truck where it wants to be. He's going to roll the outside of Chris Pilo now. We've seen that bottom lane start to go away if you're side by side. Racing wise, it looks like that top side is better, but alone, it may be the bottom as Chris gets way tight there. Didn't want to go up into the door of the 82. Chris is slow on the bottom. Very slow on the bottom. Now he's going to get put three wide in the middle. He's dropping back a lot of spots. Now the 82 and 26 side by side. As the top six have kind of single filed out. Not much going on at top seven have single filed out. They haven't they've got situated, and now they look to be on cruise control. See if anybody's going to try to gain any more spots. Is Josh trying to hold down the 82? Bernard going to be clear in the center of three. He's worked his way back up into the eighth spot. So he's back where he started at the line here. You'll see in the bottom left update. Back to where he started. Josh Hutchinson back to the inside, trying to do a crossover. Not going to be a big enough run to be able to. Josh Hutchinson seeming to not have the tires as a lot of these drivers. David Livingston, he's going to go to the inside of him. Good move. See Brian Helm right here. Back inside the top 10. In the ninth, he's trying to work that top side. This car still haven't situated much. They're still going at it here as Clay Sarton, he's worked his way into fourth. Battle for fifth between the two, the three, and the four. And right now it is the two, three, and the four. Is Matthew going to try to go to the outside of Brandon? Brandon tried to block it, wasn't able to get up in front of him. Now Matthew going to have that top side. Brandon stuck on that bottom lane. Had to lift there. He was going to get tight. That's going to let Matthew get by him. These guys racing so hard, it may have burned off their tires. And now Bernard's finally back up here and into the mix. So Bernard been working his way back to the field, as well as Brian, David, Jason. They've made their way up inside the top 10. So looking at it so far, it's a Toyota, Chevy, Toyota, Chevy, Ford, Chevy, Chevy, Toyota, Chevy, Chevy. So inside the top 10, mostly Chevys, a Toyota leading it, and only one Ford. Fords may be at a disadvantage, it seems like, in this one, but we're going to go back up to the front of the field as he takes the white flag for stage one. It's been the Matt Frady show throughout it. No Liam, his son, he's on top of the crew chief box, and he's watching, helping his dad, cheering him on. So shout out to Liam. Love that kid, but hopefully he's watching. But his dad, Matt Frady, going to come through three and four. And he's going to come off turn four. He's going to win stage number one at Chicagoland. Matt able to win stage one. See if we can get a word in with him here in a few. Actually, I will not interview him because he is streaming for one of his buddies who's actually just got iRacing, so we're trying to get him on iRacing to be able to run with us in the league. So I'm not going to stream or do an interview with him. So sorry, Matt. Not trying to be rude to Matt or nothing, but I just don't want to interview him. I know he's streaming, and he won't be able to stream if he's driving. So they're all going to come down pit road, I'm assuming. I got enough sets of tires, so they're going to come down pit road this time. Matt wins stage one after a very dominant performance. He's coming down pit road. Everybody should be coming out pit road now. See Matt leading everybody down it. As no one is on the a lap down, so no one should be getting waves or nothing like that yet. But, man, it's been a... it's been a wild one so far. Matt running away, and this field has been close the whole race. No one spread out. It's been nose to tail from, seemed like, second on back as Matt's going to win the race off pit road. Chad Adams comes out second after his signature tire spin leaving pits. It's going to be the 2, the 19, then the 0, 26, 83, 4, 3, 39, 5, 82, 2608, 76, 15, 62, 77, 17, 57, 23, 33, 8, and 24. As Matt Frady's going to lead the field back to the green after the restart. Chad Adams having a pretty quiet race. got into second, wasn't able to catch Matt, but had solid speed in the second spot. Like I mentioned, looking for his second win of the season. But it's been very interesting to see how these guys race. No yellow, other than the stage, obviously. But Chevy's looking fast. Need to catch that 40. Toyota, should I catch the field? See if he's able to fight off the field. Alrighty, Pace Truck lights are out, or Pace Truck lights are on, so we're not going to go back green this time. We'll be going green next time. There's a few more going to come down pit road. Maybe for that extra fuel, or to get damage fixed possibly, but a lot of cars are going to come down pit road. That is the whole Spear Motorsports gang. Adam Newton, Bernard Pearson, Brian Helm, Dean Duche, Jason Spear, they're all coming down pit road. Waiting for a little bit of extra gas. But, Matt, not going to affect the front five or reshuffle it. Still going to be Matt leading it back to the green. Chad Adams on his outside. Clay Sarton third. Clay having a good run. That's Matt, his teammate. He's been learning a little bit from Matt. Trying to learn as much as he can from the best driver in the league so far, it seems like. When the points get reset after this race and heading into next week, obviously Zach missing it. It's going to be a bunched up field. Zach's been able to pull away with these stages and just solid top five finishes. Every race he's ran, I'm pretty sure, has a top five. So he's got the consistency down. Just only got two wins compared to Matt's four. Matt looking to make it five. Coming back to the green for stage number two. Matt leading it. Matt fires. We're green. Matt with a great restart. Able to pull away. That's going to let Clay get clear. His teammate just behind him. We get into the corner. Watching this field go down the back straightaway. A little bit of a flyby. See who's aggressive early, who's going to be saving those tires. We saw how much it mattered late in the running in that last stage. Or who's going to be able to stay with Matt? How hard are they going to push their tires to do it? Saw Chad, he's going to lose two spots on that restart. Now what he wanted to see, Matt still back out front. Clay took over the second spot. We saw racing later in the stage. The outside was a lot better. So how aggressive are they going to be pushing the right front tire and running that bottom lane? We already see it here between the 19 and the 3. The 3 trying to take over that second spot. Take it back from Clay. Not the big run that people were getting at the end of the stage with older tires. Brandon got out the slot back in line. It's Clay running that apron. The apron's fine. You can go all the way down there. Saw Matt's been doing it. So he's been doing it. And it's obviously been working. He's out front. But we're going to ride on board with Josh Maloney here. Following David Livingston, Josh Hudson just in front of him. The Triple J's, as you see on the leaderboard. Jamie, Josh, and Josh are the three of the four Fords in the race. So they're... Or three of the five Fords, I Apologize there. Three J's in the Fords. Is Josh trying to take over that spot from Matthew? Is a battle for the third spot between Chad Adams and Brandon Bass. Two new paint schemes for those guys this week. Chad in the white and purple. Like that a lot. Chad's going to go all the way to the apron. Going to be clear on exit. Let's go ahead and take a look of the Brandon's paint scheme. He's got a new paint scheme this week. Barbecue paint scheme. I like that paint scheme a lot. It looks good. Let's actually take a little bit of a closer look on it here. Cooley's barbecue sauce. Cooley's barbecue. Nice paint scheme. I like that a lot. It looks really cool. Look on the hood. Cooley's barbecue. Nice paint scheme. The black. The black looks nice with the white and the red. I like that a lot. Looks good, Brandon. So shout out to Cooley's for sponsoring Brandon. See, the 15's got a little bit of right side damage. Don't know how that happened. Possibly in the last few laps, but he's got right side damage. Not going to help him. We saw how much it hurt Adam Capps after he dropped to the back, as there's a challenge for the lead for Clay Sarton. He's going to be clear down the back straightaway. Clay Sarton to the lead on lap number 40. He's going to start pulling away from Matt. Clay looking for his first win of the season. See if he's able to get that done tonight. Matt's been saying it after each race. Looking to try to get his teammates some wins. Or at least the few that don't have any. Tonight, will it happen? We'll see. Clay, looking strong, was good at Kansas. Clay really good on these mile and a halves. May not have the speed late in the runs, but always fast kind of in the middle to early runs. And he's looking to get his first win of the season. Matt just behind them. Chad Adams in third as well, looking for his first win. Right on board here with Chad. Let's go on board with the helmet cam for a few laps. Coast around this racetrack. Do a little bit of a crank it up. Let's go ahead, crank her back down. Thank you to the guys that I rode on board with, showing us around the track. Chad, Brandon, Josh, and Josh Maloney. Josh Hudson, Josh Maloney. Now Clay's falling back to second. Matt's gone back around him. See what Chad's going to do. He's going to try to peek underneath Clay, take back the second spot from him. He'll be side by side down the front straightaway. Chad going to try to stay with him. not going to be able to. We learned side drafting, very hard to do here at Chicagoland down the back stretch. Had one deal last night, tried to side draft and it didn't work. Ended up getting into him and turned the other guy. So they're going to be careful with that. You see down the back straightaway on the mini map in the bottom left. The back stretch is curved a little bit, so it's not fully straight, but it's not a full corner. Similar to the front stretch, but not really. So they're going to have to be careful with that when trying to set up a pass and think about that, as the back stretch is a little bit longer than it would be normally going straight. Chad's still trying to look for his second spot back. There's a big gaggle of cars just behind this pack. That's David Hurt, Christopher Pelo, Jamie Beasley, TJ Hundley, Mike Presley, two of the Tennessee Tango boys. They're going at it here. Ironman Motorsports. Two Ironman Motorsports. Two Tennessee Tango drivers. And TJ, who is all on his own, making awesome paint schemes. You see him in the 08. Chris Pelo running that top line. I like it. Looking good on that top line as well. As both their teammates, Richard Pruitt, you see just on the right of the screen. Now everybody's, at least this few, have migrated to the top. Chris all up against the wall. Hit that bump in the center of 3 and 4 on that top lane. Almost threw him in the wall. He's going to have to be careful with that. Hopefully it doesn't hurt him too much. He lost a bunch of momentum. Now Jamie's going to try to go underneath him. Another side by side down the back straightaway. Almost a touch getting into the corner. Chris running that high line. You see the bump. Not going to throw him around that time. But Jamie's going to clear on the front stretch. Chris a little bit of right side damage. So maybe did get in the wall. Not for sure there. As they go to the inside for Jay. TJ. A little bit of a slide job action on Dave. David thought about doing a crossover through the middle, thought better of it. Dave, one of the smartest racers in the field, he knows can't win it on this lap. We are coming up on the stage though, with 9 or 8 laps to go. So remembering that, as Jamie and Chris starting to pull away from Mike and TJ, they're battling side by side now. Richard's been brought back into this mix. See here, Mike stuck on the bottom, not able to do much. Top line, once the races start getting and you start battling with cars, that top line really starts to come in. As a few of the guys that was up front, Dean, Bernard, let's see, Brian, Adam, they're deep in the field. They haven't done much to get back through the field. We saw them pit that extra time. They were all, most of them, inside the top 10. They pitted, now they're out back 15. So definitely a interesting strategy call. We'll see how it worked out for him later. But Matt's still out front. Clay doing a solid job holding off Chad at the moment. They've kind of pulled the gap on fourth and fifth, being Brandon and Matthew. Then Josh Hutchinson worked his way into the top six. So Josh missed about a year with us and missed a year on iRacing. Maybe off and on, jumped on, but never missed a beat. Maybe gotten quicker since the last time we seen him. Field's definitely improved. And it looks like he has gotten the last few weeks a lot better. He's in the KFM chat with Clay and Matt. So maybe Matt helping him out a little bit. Actually, no, he's in the chat with Chad right now. So been kind of going back and forth, trying to learn from everybody who's in front of him, it seems like. Sounds like Josh, like a sponge. You tell him some information, he'll absorb it and apply it to whatever, if it's able to help him. But they're still side by side, heading into three for a second. Chad in the inside in the white car, white and purple. Clay on the outside in the gray and purple. Gray and pink, more like it. Clay's going to clear him once again. So Chad stuck on the bottom lane. Every time he goes down there, just not being able to clear him. It's faster, So you see Abel to roll up underneath him. Then Clay gets the run off the inside. Chad Payton, that white line, kind of like the Harvick Atlanta line, like I talked about last week with Zach. Chad's trying to do it now here at Chicagoland. See the Flames, he lifts. He's going to be clearing the center. He's going to get up in front of him on exit. He does. Now Clay's going to go back underneath him with a crossover. Now Chad's hoping that outside line able to work with him or work for him as it did with Clay. Is Clay, how hard is he driving into the corner? Is he going to try to get clear? No. Chad's going to find it around the outside. Down the back stretch. Chad's going to clear. So Chad back into the second spot. Got a ton of pressure behind him. The 19, the 3, and the 4 lurking. But he's going to clear. Now Clay's got to be careful. Get swallowed up here with one mistake. Stage coming up in a few laps. Next time's going to be the white flag for Matt Frady. And you see the gap here. From him to the next few, a big gap on them. 2.2 seconds on Chad Adams as Matt's going to take the white flag for stage number 2. It's been the Matt show so far. Definitely got the fastest truck, and as a lot of people would say, his race to lose. Liam's been making good calls this race. Kept his dad out front. He's doing a solid job on top of the box and in Matt's ear. Matt's going to come off turn number 2. And he's going to win stage number 2. So Matt wins stage number 2. Chad comes home second. Clay third. Brandon fourth. Matthew fifth. Josh sixth. David Livingston, 7th. Josh Maloney comes home, 8th. Jamie Beasley, 9th. Richard Pruitt going to round off the top 10. So we'll go ahead and do an interview with, we'll try to do 2 interviews since we missed that last one. We'll do one with Clay. And first we'll do Chad and then we'll do Clay after these pit stops conclude. Now they're all coming out pit road. Everybody coming out pit road. Not going to miss out on those four fresh Goodyears. Whole field coming down to get them. Is everybody stopping the box? The crucial pit stop of the night. Position yourself for that third stage. Into the box. Front few carts able to do fine on it. See the left sides go up on Matt Frady. He's going to leave pit road now. He's going to win the race off pit road. Chad Adams going to come home third. Clay, Matthew, Brandon, David Livingston, Josh Hutchinson, Richard Pruitt, Dean Duche, Jamie Beasley, Josh Maloney, Bernard Person, Christopher Pilo, David Hurt, looks like Brian Helm, Adam Capps, possibly Mike Presley, Adam Newton, Steven Evers, Jason Spear, Jay Monin, Josh Witt, and TJ in the pit box, possibly to get damage fixed. So that is the rundown of the field on pit exit. Let's go ahead and interview a second place runner at the moment. Chad, you got a copy?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, doesn't seem like you got the fastest truck tonight, but you definitely have a solid top 2 truck. Been second both stages. Looking for your first win of the season. How are you going to get that done?
It's going to be rough. There ain't no really beating Matt, so we're pretty much got a second place truck here in this Everett Motorsports truck. So I'm going to just hopefully Matt runs in a little bit of bad luck or something. Maybe we can get him, but if not, we'll take second.
Definitely will be a good points day. You're trying to climb the points, obviously. Points leader, not here tonight. Zach's out of her. So you're looking to gain points on him, and it's going to be close when you guys come back between you, Matt, and him, at least. So having a solid run. Good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we'll be interviewing you after your first win of the season.
Yeah, hopefully we get there. But I thank Everett Enterprises for sponsoring this race. He sponsors us, so shout out to him.
Yes, sir. Shout out sponsors. I like it, Chad. Well, good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir.
Chad Adams there in the 51 truck. Let's go ahead and interview Clay Sarton now. Clay, do you got a copy?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Having a good run tonight. Solidly inside the top three most of it. Top three to top five area. You're going to be rolling off third behind your teammate, Matt Frady. What have you been doing to try to get quicker each race? And what are you going to try to do to beat your teammate in Matt Frady?
Man, just trying to keep the car clean, stay out of everybody's wrecks has been what's really helping me tonight. Being able to stay in cleaner air, save some tire here, and catching Matt, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you've been fast looking for your first win of the season. And good luck to you. Go ahead, put you back in there. You're looking good. Try to finish her off.
All right. Thanks, man. Hey, good job tonight with doing race control by yourself.
Yes, sir. No problem. Doing the best I can.
Yeah.
The stream's fun, but it's a little bit harder on race control. Hopefully, don't change. All hopefully,
man.
It just goes like this.
We're going to see if we can put on a show for you.
Yes, sir. Do it. Get your first win.
Tall order.
Tall order, he says, before we leave him back in there, but he's looking for it. Definitely deserves it. Been fast the last however few weeks. Definitely deserves it when we get back running here.
Gotcha.
Stage number three is underway. Matt, back out front here. Clay, as we just talked to him, going to try to get back into second. He will. Chad stuck on that outside line. Not what he wanted to be able to do. He's going to drop back two spots. So he's back to fourth. We saw Matt kind of let Clay go early in the running. We'll see if he does that again. But now he's got the pressure with Brandon Bass on his back bumper. See what he's able to do with it. Obviously, with the stream, it's kind of hard to race control and do things like that. No, Matt just called me while I was doing the Clay interview asking, could you clear Mike and David Hurt's black flag? They had a black flag because TJ, I believe, ran out of fuel as caution flies for the first time tonight. Oh, boy. All righty. We see. Let's go ahead and take a look on what happened here. Down the back straightaway, Adam Capp's going to go three wide underneath the 23. And Brian Helm, the 8, gets turned up into the fence, and up he goes in the air. Rut-row, Raggy. We got one up and over. Back, hopefully, on his wheels. Landed it. He landed it. Adam Capps with a gymnastic finish. Unfortunate there. He's going to have to reset, though. But caution flies. Once again, a little bit of contact between the 23 and 8. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of race controlling here. So I will apologize and I will be back in a second. See, Adam goes up and over. We'll be back in a second. Alrighty, we're back. My apologies. Having to race control tonight. Doug, obviously, in Daytona. So, he's having fun in Daytona for the 500. And so, giving him a week off. Was supposed to have Nick actually race controlling, but I guess something happened. He wasn't able to show up, and now it's kind of on me. I'm the last admin in the deal, watching from above, from the skies. So, my apologies there. We're back. Edit all this out for the video, but on the stream, that's what we're having to try to do. But pace car lights are out. We're going to double up this time as Field's going to double up. We're going to rock and roll. I'm pretty sure we're going to double up this time. We are. So pace car lights are out. We're going green this time. Trying to finish her off. Caution happened around lap 67. Kind of the signature. We're going to count how many times in the real NASCAR season, how many times that happens where either all lap 67 with 67 to go, whatever, at least I am. It's kind of the league meme number with Doug's number. So we'll see. There may have been a yellow on lap 67. Or that may have been the lap that the yellow came out, or 66, not for sure. But one of the laps around 67 was under yellow. So shout out, Doug. Know you're watching. That was 100%. We'll say Doug's fault. So shout out to Doug. Having fun in Daytona. Having me admin it. Appreciate that, Doug. But we're going to get back running here. Coming back to the green. Going to be like 70 restart. Still a long ways to go. Lap 70 when they cross the line. But we're ready for it. Field's rolling. Base car pulls off. Back in the restart zone. Matt goes. Matt fires. We're green. Out with a good restart, that bottom lane every time, able to know when Matt's going to go, been able to pull away each time on it. He's been doing a solid job of that every restart. Matt able to pull away. Clay's going to slot down into third. Matthew and Chad going to battle it for the fifth spot. Matthew going to clear Chad getting into the corner. Now Josh Hutchinson, who is in the chat with Chad. So I guess you could say teammates, maybe not Josh, an official member of the Everett Motorsports Group, but he's going to be in the same chat behind his buddy. Let's go ahead and ride on board with Josh here in a second. Josh Maloney, that be. As Bernard Person and Josh Maloney just behind them, going to battle it out. We'll go ride on board with the 26. See the back bumper of Chad Adams. Chad's signature line right there. We'll zoom in right here and see what that says. Good, bad word ain't cheap. And cheap, bad word ain't cool with peanut on the right rear. So, shout out to Chad with that, kind of his motto. Doing a good job in the top five now. Restart's not been his best friend every time. And restarting on that outside line, he's been losing the spot each time now. Challenger for the lead. Brandon Bass going to try to take it away from Matt. We'll see if he's going to be able to. You see them all go down. Both of them go down underneath the apron. Brandon trying to set up a run on Matt Frady in the 40. The only guy to be the closest one to him, other than Clay taking it. Taking the lead from Matt. Only challenge so far has been the 19. Now the three's up to the front of the field. Worked his way methodically back up to the front after those pit stops. He's worked his way into second. Now all over the back bumper of Matt Frady. Riding on board with him, see what he's seeing. So he gets in the corner right behind Matt. Turn in on entry. Not going to be as good as Matt. Obviously not enough air. So when he's tucked in behind like this, this is draft. Then you don't want the draft anymore here. Getting into the corner, he enters higher. He's got the downforce on the right front. Able to force him down. He's going to get in the corner. But you see him pushing up on the exit of the corner. Not able to hold it down like Matt is. Now you want to be right behind him. Get inside a draft. He's going to have a little bit of run getting into turn one. Now where does Brandon go? Going to go to the kind of middle lane. Lift a little bit. He's going to have a good corner here. You saw it cut good in the center. Now he's going to have a little bit of draft down the back stretch. What can he do with it? Brandon looking for his first win of the season. Been solid every race. Is he going to be able to do anything with it? Now all over the back bumper. Where does he go with it? Not close enough, in his opinion, to go for a dive. All over the back bumper on Matt still. Cooley's barbecue sauce and barbecue place. Three truck looking to take the lead as there's a good battle going on for a few spots back between Matthew and Bernard. Bernard fought his way back inside the top five. He's going to have fourth at the line. See if Matthew able to hold it from him. Chad now dropped back a lot of spots. Could be a strategy play from him. The four on the inside of the 82. Fighting hard around the outside line. We've seen how valuable that outside line has been later in the running. But if he can get Matthew pinned down, that's really going to have to hurt the four's tires, especially later in the run. So Matthew might have to think better of it and just give him the spot. He's going to still fight it, though. Now Chad going to try to sneak to the four's right rear. Now Chad just looking for a hole. See where what lane's open. See if he's able to get back into the top two like he was on the restart. Hasn't yet. Chad looking deep underneath him, though. These three all in a line. Front three all in a line. Just behind them, Josh Hutchinson. Kind of all on his own. Then he got three cars battling back here. That's Josh Maloney, Dean Duche, Brian Helm. Then another three-car pack, Richard Pruitt, Steven Evers, and Adam Newton in the two, fighting his way back up through the field. So nice three-car battles throughout it. As now, Brandon may be dropping back. Clay's closed in on him. He's trying to take over the second spot. One lap 80 of 125, so still a long way to go. Now Clay going to look to the outside. Brandon going to block that, make sure he's not able to. Now Brandon's going to go to the outside line. Going to run that top line. Clay gave Clay the bottom, said, go ahead and take it. See if you can get around me. Clay's going to have a nose on the exit of the corner. Momentum from the three. Getting into three. The three with a nose. 19. Low and slow on the bottom. Three high, wide, and handsome on the top. Going to get in behind the 19. Now Brandon's going to just push 19. Solid job. Not trying to race him. He knows the 19 was quicker. Was able to get around him, so he knows. Now he's on the back bumper of the 19 like he was on the 40. Let's see what Brandon does now. He's obviously lost a little bit of tires being stuck behind the 40. So that, that team in the 3 wanted. But we'll see if he's going to back off, try to save the tires. If he's going to keep trying to run it hard. And run even harder than he is to try to get back in front of these few cars. Now Bernard, the 4, 51. Matthew. These three been kind of working together. Oh, excuse me. These three been working together to try to catch the front three. And it's worked out. They've been in a single file line pushing each other. And it's worked out now. Now they fought all the way back up into the field. Into the mix here. We get later and later in this race. Aggression's going to start stepping up and getting more and more. Try to take over spots. As caution flies once again for the second time tonight. We see it right here on the exit of turn four. Let's see here. It's giving me the 24 getting into the side of the five. Not a good angle there. But the 24 goes around. A little bit of right side damage for the five. Let's get a better look at that on the exit of the corner. 24. I'd say came up into him. See if there is a better angle. Let's see that car right behind him. We'll go on board with the nose cam. That is Adam. Happened right in front of Adam. See, this will be a good angle, good tell of what happened. I don't know what to say on that one. I need to race control it, so I will be back in a second. So be back after the short little break. Alrighty, we are back. Sorry about that. Called that one more of just a racing deal. You saw Josh able to straighten out the wheel. Didn't go all the way to the wall like he could have, but kind of started coming back down as you saw by the seams on the 24. Thought he was going to go up higher, and he was still coming up. So just going to say that was more of a racing deal. No call on that one, obviously. Doug's not here, so like I said, trying to race control it. So probably different call that would have been made. But no harm, no foul. Just those two kind of got a little bit of damage, so they'll probably pit and it'll be a auto UL in that case, by their own deal. But now the field's gonna bunch back up on older tires. Half the field pitted and half the field stayed out. So, Matt last pitted on 61, Clay. So the cars that pitted on 61 is Matt, Clay, Matthew, Dean, 67, Christopher Pilo pitted, and then Brandon Bass, the first car on tires.
Even though he stopped down on track.
So yeah, the first one on tires is going to be Brandon Bass in the three. He's going to be on the outside lane. Then Chad Adams, everybody else behind him. It pitted on lap 86. So, we'll see how this one goes. Differing strategies, interesting strategies. A lot of cars pitted, a lot of cars didn't. We'll see how it works out for him here as we're coming back to the green. It's going to be Matt Frady, Clay Sarton on the front row. On the yellow tires, Matt fires, we're back green. Good restart for the front two. Drivers in that one. Yeah, they're almost three wide down the back straightaway. Almost three wide there. As Dean worked his way into the top five, he's going to look to take over that fourth spot from Brandon, try to get around Brandon and Matthew. Those two have been inside the top five. Now newcomer Dean, first race with us. He's looking to mix up the field. A little bit about him, 3.8K I-rated driver. His safety, maxed out on the safety, so a very safe, clean driver just behind him. Adam, a 3.1K I-rated driver, 4.5 safety, so high safeties coming to the field. High I-rated drivers coming for that 40 truck. We'll see if he's able to hold them off. A little bit further back, you got the 51, and the is the 76 there going at it. David Hurt, Steven Evers. Then this whole gaggle of cars. This is what we've been waiting to see. Old tires versus new tires. Who's going to be able to hold each other off? 20-lap tire difference between the front runners. Now Adam in the two, the newest on tires. How is he going to get around these front three? He's boxed in there on the bottom. Front runner's going to have to make it wide to try to hold these boys off. It's what Matt's been wanting to see. Two cars behind him, side by side. Just behind them, all the guys with tires are stuck. So the 19 on the inside of the four, they're both on old tires. Two cars behind them are on new tires. So the 39, the 2, the 026, they're all on new tires. Now that's going to leave a hole open for the 2 and the 026 to go to the inside. Don't know who has tires and who doesn't. So I don't know if these guys who took tires have an extra set or not. Matt, I know, has one set left, obviously off cycle. So he definitely has a set. And all the guys who didn't pit that last time have a set. But they're challenging him for the lead. Matt, is how long is he going to be able to hold them off on the top line? Seeing how it worked out so far. It's all the front. Well, Adam, to the point. Able to pass Matt. Going to be clear on exit. Not able to hold him off on that outside line on uneven tires. But Adam able to take a lead off of a great strategy call. Brian just behind him. He's going to follow him through. Now Josh Maloney. His first time being inside the top five all night. Looking to make it top three. He's looking for his top five and top three of the season. So a solid run for Josh Maloney. Front three starting to pull away. Now, one guy who did not get through the field like he wanted, Brandon Bass. He pitted on lap 86, as well as Jamie Beasley. Christopher Pilo pitted on 67. Shout out to Doug. So he's on older tires compared to these two, and he's sticking right with them. So Brandon, maybe trying to save fuel or save those tires just in case a caution does come out, and he's got to drive back through the field. With those tires, try to stay up in front. But now new top three battling out for the lead on lap 96, coming in or closing in on 25 laps to go. Every race we've had, intensity around 25 to go starts to pick up. We saw last week turned into a fuel mileage race after a late race yellow on a similar lap. I believe it was 90. A lap came down, a lap 90 caution came out. Made it a perfect run to the end for Matt Frady, who was running out of fuel, crossing the line. He was able to win it. Mixed up the top three a lot. So, Matt, I'm assuming hoping for a yellow. It's not good. I don't think he's able to make it the rest of the way. Got that extra set of tires, but I'm also not for sure if these front guys are able to make it as well. I pitted on 86. Man, I don't know. It could be another fuel mileage race by the yellows falling at uneven times for the field. But Brian Hale, I'm going to take over the lead once again. 4.1K I-rated driver. I believe the highest I-rated driver in the field. Had an unfortunate showing last week. Got caught up in some early troubles. Now trying to show some redemption. And he's got Adam Newton, 3.1K, 1.6 with Josh Maloney, the top three. Clearly, high I-rated going through the field. Josh, the lowest one to the front three. Just barely half of Adam's I-rated. Now, where does Adam go with a little bit of a run on Brian? Those two are teammates and in the same group. Josh Maloney, I believe he's ran every race except maybe one or two. So he's looking for his first win. All three of these drivers looking for their first win of the season. Let's go back to fourth. Jamie Beasley's taking over that fourth spot. Jason Spear up to fifth. Matt falling back to sixth. So as we cross the line that time, 25 laps to go. Matt back to sixth and losing a lot of time on the front runners. We see Dean Duche in seventh, Clay Sarton in eighth. So Matt, the first guy on old tires. Compared to that last pit stop now, a few cars coming down pit road. It's going to be the 40. The 19, it's going to be Duche coming down pit road. He pitted that last time and I think has new tires as well. So we'll see what he's going to do with them. As 24 right here. Adam Newton, Brian Helm, a lot of different strategies. We'll see who comes down pit road this time. It could be interesting. I don't know how long. We see Chris. He's going to come down pit road this time. Is he able to get inside? Yes, he is. He's going to get it woed up. He's able to. So, so differing strategies. Those guys stayed out. Try to play that. And, had Nick able to join now. He's going to join me in the booth now. Nick, do you got a copy? Nick, are you there?
I do.
Alrighty. Nick with a copy. He's here and ready to help a little bit for the broadcast. Help me out with this a little bit. You see cars coming down pit road. Matt been the dominant driver all night. Pitted that time under green. Not able to make it. Now it's going to be a fuel race for some of the front runners in that case. A few guys coming out off pit road till the 19 pitted with them. Matthew came down on 101, Clay 102. Now they're going to have to maneuver their way through traffic. This could get big. Cars out back, all making passes. Chad Adams in ninth. There's so much mixed up in the field. It's getting crazy.
Looks like it. They're going three wide. Cars on fresh tires, flying by other guys.
Brian Helm coming down pit road this time. He pitted earlier. Brandon on 86. He's coming down pit road. So Matt made the call. Kind of drug his teammates. One going to overshoot it. Josh Witt, he overshoots it as well as the 33. 77 almost off. No yellow yet. Are they going to get are they going to be able to get through into the box? They're able to, at least one of them with no penalty. saw three cars miss pit road. Hard pit road to get onto is Jason. He's going to come down pit road. He's going to follow Josh Maloney. So whole field has pitted. We'll see where everybody cycles out. Most of the field has pitted, I should say. Not for sure. It's so jumbled up right now. I got no clue. Let's go and check where the 40 is on the racetrack. So the 40 down the back straightaway. Compared to the guy who was leading it in the 2. So the 2, the 62. The 40 is a lap down. So he's a lap down. Trying to run down the 2. We'll see how long the 2 runs. If he's able to make his way through the field. After he pits. Or if he's able to make it. I don't know. We're closing on a 15 to go. Last pitted on 86. I don't think he was able to make it. Will he come this time? Going to stay out another lap. So he's losing time on Matt. We know that for a fact with Matt pitting first. So Matt pitted first, gained time on everybody. And now the field's all jumbled up. Josh Witt able to leave pit road. Believe he still had a penalty, so unfortunate for Josh. Just green flag pit stops, catching drivers off guard. Not what they expected to have in this late running, but that's what we kind of wanted, was some green flag pit stops. Fuel is set to 60, if I am correct. Nick, could you get a fact check on that?
I could, momentarily.
As we see Chad, he's going to try to come down pit road hard on the brakes. Just able to slide into the box. We see Josh Hutchinson. He's coming down pit road this time. Just able to get in. Josh makes it down pit road. Little whip. That was big. Chad almost missed it, but he comes down pit road. Josh Hutchinson as well comes down pit road. So a few cars still haven't to pit.
But yeah, like you said, it is set to 60%.
Alrighty, 60% on fuel, as you heard Nick say. Adam Newton off turn 2. Matt up to 5th, but still a lap down. So he's made his way up to 5th. Brian Helm, he's pitted 4 laps later than Matt did. And he's closing in on Matt now with 4 lap fresher tires. It's one thing to catch him, another thing to get around him. But if these guys are able to get around Matt, it could be interesting. I know. Once they get around them, I'm not sure if they have tires left. If another yellow comes out with about 5 laps to go, whatever it may be. But Brian going to try to go to the outside of Matt Frady. He will. He's going to sneak around him on that outside line. Able to get his right front or his left front to Matt's right rear. He's going to work the top on him. And he's going to clear Matt off of turn number 4. A little bit of contact with the wall there as Adam Newton comes down pit road. So Adam to pit road this time. Race leader at the moment. Let's ride on board with him as he comes down pit road from the helmet cam in the black bud scheme. Looking for his pit stall on the left. Solid qualifying effort. Qualified on the pole. Stops in the box. Good stop for him. Right sides go up. Right sides drop. Left side. Actually, just right side tires that time. Adam with an interesting strategy call. Right side tires. We saw he's still going to get passed by Brian and Matt. But going to lose less time in the pit stop. Maybe lose that time on the racetrack. But we'll see when it crosses line what it cycles out to be. Adam with fresh new right side tires. See if they're able to make it now. Matt dropping back. Further and further from Brian. We'll see when it updates. Who's it going to be at the line? It will update. Jamie Beasley, still the last car to stay out. He's crossing the line now. Still a lap up on the field. If he gets a yellow now, he will be in the catbird seat with an extra set of tires on this whole field. Able to stay out. And will have a lot of speed compared to these guys, at least tire-wise.
And on top of that, he will start from first no matter what he does.
Yes, he will. With being a lap down, all these drivers are going to have to take a wave around. So he will start on first in first with a fresh tire. So a good strategy. Got nothing to lose in that 62, part of the Ironman Motorsports group. He's got nothing to lose. Might as well try something. Not inside the points, at least yet. But if he can finish off and have a good run, could put him in contention for making the playoffs. See when he comes down pit road. I don't know when that may be. We got Brandon just behind him in ninth when it cycles out. So when Jamie pits, or if he does, he will be eighth. Back up to the front of the field, though.
Man, Brian is loving what he sees as Steven Evers is passing Matt right now, making him run a line. Maybe he doesn't want to run.
Yes, sir. Steven pitted on, I believe that's 106, so pitted on the same lap as Brian. And we've seen how much tires have mattered. Brian able to fly by Matt, and he's pulled away. Quite a big margin. You see Brian here. We'll look out on the back of that truck. See the gap from Matt. Two cars behind him, the gray car. Big gap, 2.6 seconds now getting into turn three. Could we see an upset? Closing in on seven laps to go. Brian had a pretty quiet race. Never saw him at the front. Last week was his first race with us. Didn't show too much speed at Kansas. Had that early problem. Went to the back. Had to fight his way through the field. Wasn't able to. Did a similar deal here. They pitted, or possibly didn't take tires that first time. Filled up on fuel in the end of the second stage. As Adam Newton now in the two. He's going to go by Matt on the two tires. He pitted on 113. Brian on 106. So almost 10 lap fresher right side tires. What is Adam going to be able to do with it? Can he catch him? 2.4 seconds back. We'll check the last lap times and see. It'll be at the top right of your screen. We'll check Brian here. So 31.9 last lap. 32.042 that time for Brian. For Adam, it was a 1.5. So 5/10 of a second that time. Oh boy, on the edge of the seat. Five laps to go. Is there enough time for Adam to catch him? Adam trying to run down the leader, Brian Helm. Brian on the older tires. Is he able to make it? Jamie in the 62 on pit road this time. Not going to work out for his strategy, unfortunately. Might as well swing for the fences. Why not? But hell of an effort for Jamie there. As the two trying to run down part of that Spear Motorsports group. And Adam Newton. .3 of a second off of turn four. Last lap, Brian Hill, 32.1. Adam, 31.5. 5/10 of a second again. See what lane Adam goes. Kind of run that middle lane. It's worked out for him so far. 3/10 of a second, or 2/10 of a second on Brian down the back straightaway through one and two. See different lines. Adam higher up in the track, kind of middle seam. Brian all the way to the inside. 8/10 of a second now coming off of turn number four. It's two laps to go, and it's going to be a battle for the win. Adam has enough time to catch him. It's one thing to catch him. It's another thing to pass him. Keep in mind, Adam's only on right side tires. He didn't take left sides at the end of that pit stop. So could be at a disadvantage. Obviously better on the lap time, but getting to someone could be different. We'll have to see. Got the speed. Now he's within 1/10 of a second as they cross the line. 3/10 of a second. Next time will be the white flag. with a run. Where's he gonna go? Through three and four. Adam, with a mile and a half to do it. White flag for Brian. Will Brian be able to hold him off? Through one and two. Adam to his back bumper. Where's he go? Down the back straightaway for the final time. Adam looking to the outside. Goes to the middle lane. Old Faithful, he's been running the middle lane. He's going to get to his right rear. On the exit of three and four. Coming to the checkered. Who's it going to be? Brian to the bottom. I don't know who got it. See in the bottom left when it updates. Brian. Brian wins it. Holy crap. Defense of a lifetime. Or from Brian. Defense of a lifetime from Brian. Able to hold off Adam. What a finish. Holy cow. We'll see. I don't even know what to say. That was heck of a finish. Heck of a finish. Brian able to get her done. Redemption for last week. He's going to burn her down on the front straightaway. Let's go ahead and interview him now. Actually, let's check how long, how close of a finish. Within a thousandth of a second, Brian held off Adam in the closest finish of the season. What a battle. Let's interview Brian now. One second. Trying to drag him in here. Brian, do you got a copy?
Yeah, 10-4, I got you.
Hell of a finish. Less than a thousandth of a second. You were able to haul off your buddy, Adam. Talk to us what you were thinking those last few laps. Obviously, on the older tires, Adam with newer, catching you the last run and off of turn four, somehow managed to hold him off. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be close. I mean, Adam's a great racer, and he really has got this figured out for sure. And we did a little different pit strategy, and it just turned out that we came right back to the same time zone. And yeah, I made him go around the outside on the end there. So, you know, I told him when he's coming, I'm like, you're going to have to go around the outside.
Well, it definitely worked out for you. You threw the block down the back stretch, made him go high. I saw him running it the last few laps and was questioning it. Gave him that outside line, but it was able to work out for you. Getting through three, ran the bottom, and it was a heck of an effort. Last week, didn't have the race that you wanted, but redemption this week, so congratulations. Who would you like to thank?
Well, just the guys I raced with, Adam, Jason, and Bernie. We have a great time at Spears Motorsports, and we really enjoying this series right now, so thank you guys for putting it on and promoting it.
Yes, sir. It's been fun. Keep doing finishes like that. I don't know how much better it can get, because that was a heck of a finish. So solid job on the defense, and congratulations on your first win of the season.
Thank you. Yeah, and I want to congratulate Adam. I mean, I probably ran him a little rough there at the end, just. But I had to. But I mean, I actually thought he got it when we crossed the line. So,
hey, you did nothing wrong there. There was coming to a finish. Not much more that you guys could have done. I mean, that was freaking perfect. That was the best finish I've seen in a long time. So, congratulations. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and watch it. Thanks for broadcasting it so I can go back and watch it.
Yes, sir. No problem. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
Brian, with the win, let's go ahead and interview Adam now. In the two, just was able to come up a little bit short, 9 thousandths of a second short. Adam, do you got a copy?
Yeah, I got you.
You had the speed that whole run, slowly and methodically made your way to Brian's back bumper. What did you think heading into the white flag, and what would you have done differently to try to get that extra 9 thousandths of a second.
Nothing really. I would have pitted one lap earlier. That was the difference in the race. I had to had a little bit slower pit stop, but you know, trying to make it into the, you know, last to the end and stuff, and you know how it goes.
Yeah, we saw you take right side tires there. I was not thinking that would work. Obviously pitted later than those guys, but right side tires, right? Is that what you took?
Yeah.
Right side tires somehow was able to manage it to get to the front and had the speed to get around Brian. What did you think heading into three when he gave you the bottom? What did you think when you finally got to his right rear about the center? And what did you think coming to the line?
He's a teammate, so I wasn't going to take him out or bump him or race him dirty or even bang doors with him. I was going to keep it clean and, you know, try to get the little air push and kind of do like the draft and tug on the bumper a little bit and then separate and see where it ends.
Well, that was one of the best finishes I think we've ever had. And it was a solid job for you two making it happen. So congratulations, a little short, but it was a solid day for you. So congratulations. One last thing. Who would you like to thank?
Thank y'all for the broadcast and thank WTF for the league and appreciate y'all letting me be a part of it.
Yeah, sir. We're glad to have you, especially when you guys making finishes like that. We're glad to have you guys. So thank you for that. But congratulations. A little bit short, but we'll hopefully see you next week.
Thank you, man.
Adam Newton comes home third. Jason Spear, Spear Motorsport, he comes home third. Let's go here and interview him now. Jason, do you got a copy?
Yes, I do.
Well, a little bit further back than two teammates in front of you, but you had a solid run, finished third, and it was a doozy in front of you, so we really didn't talk about you much up until now, really. Had Matt just behind you as we're looking at it now, getting into the final corner, but able to hold him off, got third. Talk to us about that last run and kind of what your guys' strategy was.
Well, we were trying to figure out the strategy, you know, with the cautions and then the pits and make sure we had enough fuel to make it to the end, trying to decide whether we would take two or none or how much fuel. And so I was just trying to stay out of trouble and be there at the end. That's all I was trying to do in this race. I run the back most of the race and just was there at the right time, just trying to stay clean. And it was really, really awesome to get a 1-2-3 finish with our team. Some, you know, Brian's first race and I think Adam's second, my fourth maybe. So big shout out to my team and with Spear Motorsports, and just glad to be on the podium.
Yes, sir. It was definitely glad to have you guys. Thank you for coming each week. Hopefully we'll be seeing you guys next week. Definitely putting on a show for us. So we are glad to have you guys join. So thank you for that. But man, I don't know what else to say. Your team, top three finish, and a Chevy one, Ford finished second, and a Toyota third. So that's pretty cool. You guys running different makes and all got top three. So one last thing before I let you go, who would you like to thank?
Definitely my team. Got a big team here with Brian, Adam, Bernie, and Dean, all with Spear Motorsports. Just thank them for working on strategies. And thank you guys. This league seems to be great so far. We're glad to be here and really enjoying it.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you guys and loving it. So thank you guys for putting on a show. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys.
Jason comes home third, Spear Motorsports, and Jason Spear finishes third. What an exciting finish. It came down to 9 thousandths of a second at the end between the top two after differing strategies, a lot of different strategies, a long green flag run there at the end. Couldn't get any better than that other than it being 8/10 of a second or 8/1000 of a second closer, really. But that was a heck of a finish. So congratulations to the top three in the rest of the field. You see the order here of the finishing. Brian gets his first win of the season, so congratulations to him. Adam Newton second, Jason Spear third, Matt Frady fourth, Dean Duche with his first race with us. Saw a top five. Matthew comes home sixth, Clay Sarton seventh, Brandon Bass eighth, Christopher Pilo ninth, Chad Adams 10th, David Livingston 11th, Josh Maloney 12th, Mike Presley 13th, solid run for him. Richard Pruitt comes home 14th, Josh Hutchinson 15th, David Hurt 16th, Jay Monin 18th, Stephen Evers in 18th, TJ Hanley comes home 19th, Josh Witt 20th, Jamie Beasley after the bold strategy call, just didn't work out for him, but I applaud him for trying, staying out until he could, or as long as he could, came home 21st, Bernard Person comes home 22nd, Adam Kapp's going to round off the field after needing some medical attention after being 30 feet in the air, it seemed like. So he's all right, though. Was able to get out of the truck on under his own power. But that's going to round her off for Chicagoland, race number 10. Thank you guys for watching. It was a blast. I mean, not much better it could have been at the end. That was the best finish I think we've ever had, and it was a awesome race. So race number 10 concludes. On to week number 11, which is going to be at Watkins Glen. So, road course, first road course of the season, not going to be the last, but few interesting weeks coming up, so make sure to be there for it. It's going to be Watkins Glen, first road course of the season, Eldora, race number 12. So, the week after Watkins Glen, dirt race on the schedule. Then the week after that, it's going to be the All-Star race at Atlanta. So these drivers are all going to be fighting for $25 to win. Then after that, we're going to have four races till the playoffs. So it's all going to start heating up post this race. After a heater tonight, it can only get better. So make sure to show up next week, 8:25 Eastern PM. We'll be ready for it. But make sure you show up and watch. So if you guys did enjoy, please leave a like, subscribe. Be here next week. Tune in. I'll have the Discord in the description for the video and the league. So please apply. Get some great drivers in here like we already have. Get some more. Be more competitive than it already is. So, we'll be seeing you guys next week. Hope you all enjoyed. See you guys then. Alrighty, going to end the stream off there. So thank you guys for watching the stream. Whoever's in here left, appreciate it. Had a blast on that one. So thank you guys for watching.